And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hey, welcome back to Garage Sale Gloat. I want to promise you another... this show will not be as intense as the last show, but I cannot promise you anything these days. We got off to a bad start last time. Not garage sale-wise, just psychology-wise. Maybe we're getting a little tired. It's been a hot, long, hot summer.
It has been.
Been a good time. I've started getting my stuff up on eBay. Haven't sold anything yet, but...
Well, good for you.
I'm kind of putting it up with higher prices, and I sort of want it to sit until the fall when that stuff starts selling anyway, you know?
Let it mature.
Right, and then I might drop the prices or put a... I don't know. I don't like to make an offer, because I hate it when people make offers because they're fucking dicks about it.
Oh, I don't know. Fuck it. Would you take $2 for it? It's like, how do you think I got it?
Well, they wouldn't even say... They don't even say shit like, hey, what about if would you take $2 for it? They just go, $2? Sometimes they don't even put a question mark at it. They'll just, like, write you, $2? And it's just like... Like, yeah. It's some sort of Jedi mind trick or something.
Yeah, how about, hey, you know what, I'll pay you right away, I've got the cash, really been looking to this for, even if you're not, just grease the wheels a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? He's a little strategy. Soul bitch.
Now I guess you can, if you put an offer on, you can put what is acceptable, and then it just does it automatically. So you don't have to deal with anybody. I think that's what happened with my Peter Bag. According to Dan, it's Peter Bag. I checked on the... Because I didn't want to baggy him. I didn't want to, like... If I ever run into Peter Bag, I don't want to baggy him.
I did, but I didn't call him by his name. I just said, hey, Pete.
Yeah. That's safe.
I mean, what you would call it. I mean, I would, you know, call you, hey, what's your name? You know, what's up there, Arthur Aardvark Rat? They could go, hey, Artie.
Well, people also go Ratnik. Yeah. But then again, that's the name that you want to call people anyway. All right, Ratnik.
Yeah. That's kind of where it generates.
So, Mr. Newspaper Reporter, I will blow up buildings. I will blow up the White House. Boom! This sounds like...
Oh. Probably bad taste, but I'll ask you anyways.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a Nazi knock-knock joke?
A Nazi-knots joke?
a Nazi knock-knock, knock-knock joke.
Yes. Ja.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I'll do the talking here.
Oh.
You American swine, you.
Okay, so that's not too bad. Alright. Alright, that's a pretty... As far as Nazi jokes go, that's pretty wholesome. That's like a dad Nazi joke. That is like a my dad is a Nazi joke.
Who knows? I could be living with a Nazi at this point for all I know. I'm just kidding.
Hey! Well, all right.
If he ever hears that, he probably would shoot me. He doesn't even own a gun. He's very, very defensive about that. So, anyways, I'm talking low because, yeah. Anyways, we're still driving.
Still driving. It's early.
It's 10 minutes till we get to this. I'm gonna go to the neighborhood.
We might get rained out today. I'm not feeling too much rain today. I'm thinking maybe a couple sprinkles later on.
A spritz.
But maybe we might get rain. Maybe it might rain out or like around 1 or 2 or something. Who knows? But, it looks like the odds are in our favor. And One thing about people here is they don't give a shit. They will just keep garage sailing.
Oh, there's a bunch of people in there. And I just like, rain or
rain shine. Or shine. Sink or swim.
Everything must go.
Yeah.
Go, go.
Make me an offer. In the rain or in the sun.
Here is a bag. Stuff it.
Stuff the bag.
Stuff it.
Stuff that bag real good. Mm. All right. All right, so we're getting off to a good start today.
The caffeine's coming up. that's a Vargas jewelry.
I gotta get me a travel cup. Maybe I'll find one today, or a good thermos.
Something to match your shirt.
Picking up a thermos for me. But I've been making this, like, basically I've been calling it Dr. Frank Horney's Go Juice, where I just take the strongest teas I have and then let them steep in boiling water till they're a thick slop of caffeine and tea.
Yes.
And then I drink them in the morning. And I'm going to start experimenting with getting some, you know, like orange juice or fruit juice, and mixing some fruit juice with them. Making my own little energy drinks.
Rats, I just
missed
my turn.
As a money saver. Did you say rats?
Yeah, I just missed my turn.
Ah, nerds. All right.
By the way, that sounds disgusting.
What, nerds?
No. Your bile that you were cooking up every morning.
Oh, that's okay. All the more for me. It is. It will wake you up in the morning. That's all I'll say.
Give you a little...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's some stuff. And then it's right to the can.
Oh, yeah. Then you can listen to our show.
Where you can go and listen to our show.
You got to get those those fluids working in the old.
Facilitates smooth movements, man. All right. Well, we're smoothly moving into the suburbs to go pillage their garage sales. And we'll next time you hear from us, we'll be coming from a garage sale. And we will have bought something, because otherwise we just don't come back till we got something. Something to tell you. All right. The soundtrack to Caveman, starring Ringo Starr.
And Catherine Bach.
By the great Lalo Schifrin. Man. And what was the football player in there? Did we go to that one?
Alex Karras?
No. It wasn't Mean Joe Green.
Oh, I
can't. He's Lyle Alzado. Lyle Alzado. Well, we've been in a neighborhood garage sale. We did a little walking around. This has been going on since Thursday, so we got to hear a great story about a guy who had a room full of comic books that he sold to somebody in bulk, which was always great to hear.
Yeah.
But, let's see. What did I get?
I'm glad they negotiated a good price.
Yeah.
Well, that was a relief, because he had me on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy. I like that old guy. I just saw this old lady over there that I was like, oh, look at that old lady. And she was like, I'm 55. I'm like, she's a year younger than me. I got a nice carved African wooden face sculpture with a face on both sides from... to ward off the evil eye from all directions from that same guy.
And the first thing we went to, I got that 5-pack of Billy Beer.
Yeah.
For five bucks.
I mean, they're a little... A buck of Billy Beer.
I mean, they're a little bit of rust on them, but I don't care. I just want to put them in my room.
Well, I was just going to say, some of them are in better shape than the others, so you could probably sell a couple of them. You'd sell one of them, and you've paid for the rest of your empty Billy Beer cans.
Yeah, but then that guy, the next guy with the comics, he's like, we got a whole bunch of them up, so we'll sell them next year. Yeah. Like, you can't go up now, Grandpa, and get them for me? Come on.
Nope.
Come on, Grandpa.
No, Grandpa is done. He's been there since Thursday. Yeah. He's done. He did his wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
And then we just went to a $5 fill a bag, and I was looking through it, and I'm like, God, these are pretty good records. A couple Flip Wilson records. Jackie Gleason, the great one.
Yeah.
Singing.
Fireside Theater.
And a Fireside Theater, one of the lesser Fireside Theaters, but...
That was the one I saw you pull. I'm like, God damn it.
Fireside Theaters are great anyway.
But I got that Boston Rankin Little Kids record still in a shrink.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And yeah, the Firesign Theater, which one was it? It's the Rat of Giant Rat of Sumatra. So it's their Sherlock Holmes story.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I got a nice old Timex alarm clock there.
Oh, I didn't
which
see that.
They had for $5, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get this, so I might as well throw everything in a bag. And then I had to just fill out my bag, so I
threw some Boy Scout.
This is
stuff
called I Can Feel Your Heart with my own bare hands.
What do you think of this one?
It looks like a bunch of little girls' clothes. You never know. And I rounded out my bag with a Spider-Man hat and a Boy Scout hat. And then I found a nice, layered winter jacket that you could, turn into several different things. Oh, there's some books here. We might as well check it out.
Okay.
All right.
Have you gone to that one?
I don't know. I don't recognize the wheelbarrow, so maybe not. Or maybe. No, I don't know. I'm seeing some stuff that doesn't look familiar. I don't know.
Huh?
Maybe if we listen to this relaxing music all day, we'll be a lot mellower today.
I'm won't already be so tense.
I'm already feeling mellower. Feeling really mellow this morning. All right. We'll be back. We can't get out of this community garage sale.
Minga Gates.
All right. Well, I picked... It's odd. The only CDs I've been finding have been Elton John CDs. Or no, that's not true. I just got the classic Elton John album as a CD, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Very good album. But, feeling old, seeing lots of old people and going, look at that old codger, and then hearing them say they're a year younger than me.
Sorry, I accidentally hit it from my... Of course, the fucking kids are in the way. And there's a fucking car in the way.
We wanted to get a little photo opportunity for the photo section.
We're gonna loop around because there's just too much.
You could actually hop right out and...
No, I've got my logic.
Somebody actually has Excalibur in front of their house. They have a big stone with a sword sticking out of it. I want to know what you get if you yank that sword out of the stone.
I told you, the sky's open.
Price,
it starts raining.
Probably arrested.
One would hope.
Also,
hellhole of a neighborhood.
I think we're smelling some Canadian wildfire smoke down here. I was like, nobody's having a backyard.
Barbecue at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, this is a barbecue. It's just burning wood. There we go. Excalibur. Did you get that Stars on 45 themes? Stars on themes CD?
No.
Me neither.
No, I didn't. All the CDs that she had no jackets in them.
Yeah, I know. I got the one with the jacket in it. Basically.
Yeah, I got the one that was called Groovin'.
That was, ooh, Groovin'.
Yeah, and it was, like Rascals, sort of, what are we, Mexican Standoff? Come on, lady. Okay, your vehicle's bigger than mine. I get it. Do we go to this one?
Yes, ooh, that's the...
Punch buggy.
What? Oh, shit. That's the fill a bag.
Oh, yeah, the fill a bag.
And that's the heart attack man one.
Yeah, they've all got names. All right, I think that'll do it for this year's neighborhood.
We're calling that guy Ham, Heart Attack Man.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. See, it's not easy being it.
No, it's one of my theme songs. All right.
I thought it was not easy being green.
Well, this cape, the Popeye, well, I mean, in the timeline of... where they're set, I guess that's an older song, but yeah. Great Harry Nilsson wrote that song. Alright, so we're heading out of this neighborhood sale full of all the old people that are younger than me. I mean, I don't look that old, do I?
Well, there's a picture of you posted from last week with Mike.
That's true. There was a grandma in there singing I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett along with the radio. Like humming it in Happy Grandma. And I'm like, she's probably younger than Joan Jett, so. Alright.
Anyways.
We'll be back. Fun garage sale.
Yeah, that was one of the
best. Expensive DVDs and cheap comics. 25-cent comics.
Yes.
Johnny got the first box, and then I noticed another box under him, and I sort of scammed out all the...
You got the better box.
Dark Horse Aliens comics.
Yep.
And it looks like it's like three sets of four storylines. Even for $2 DVDs, which I usually would turn my nose up, they have a lot of anime, and you picked up a bunch of the anime.
Yes.
Which is probably a good idea.
Yeah, I picked up a bunch of, like... 8 or 10 of them.
I picked up one.
You gotta put your seatbelt on.
I picked up... Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dan. I picked up one because it was like a box set. So, I'm like, I'll take my... I'm like spinning the wheel on this will pay for the rest of the DVDs. Because all those... The other DVDs... Well, no. I got another one to maybe sell. The Occult History of the Third Reich.
Yep.
Which is going to be really cheesy and fun, probably.
I didn't do bad. I got, and they're actually in nice shape because they're bagged and boarded. I got, with doubles, like the first 6 issues of Married with Children. And those actually are...
Those go for some decent money.
I think as a set you do okay, especially at 25 cents a piece.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Nope.
You can't.
I got DVDs. I got Excalibur for my own...
Excalibur.
John Borman, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All of a sudden, what the? Raiders of the who?
And the my two prized DVDs of the day is Gremlins, and even better, Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Oh, yes.
In many ways, the superior Gremlins.
Well, definitely more Gremlins.
I love that. I love 2. 2 is...
I thought it was...
2 is like, you thought 1 was unhinged... I'm going full fucking Warner Brothers on this one.
It was. And to me, I felt like it lost the story and had...
Chris,
it was,
oh, yeah. No,
it
no.
Was it all was all about the effects. It was a, that was my reaction.
It was
as a
parody
as a
of itself. It was a parody of its own
yes.
movie. And come on, it had Hulk Hogan fucking yelling at the Gremlins because they were fucking up the screen. Like, in the book, the Gremlins kill the author of the novelization and start writing it themselves.
Well, he had
at that same point.
He probably had it coming.
On the VCR, would start getting all messed up.
I do remember that because I ate the film.
And right. But they, for every different medium, they put in a new one. So I don't know what the DVD has. But Christopher Lee, come on, you know? I mean,
that's right. Ah, yes, the mariachi version of your song, Goodbye, Mr. Poop. The irony of driving past the Los Gallos Mexican restaurant while that was going on.
All hail Grom! Grom, bringer of garage sales!
None of them pretty good today. Thank you, Grom.
What do we live for? To clog the rivers with their bodies and hear the lamentations of their women.
What he said.
You missed it, Johnny. Just had a dog in a Yankees uniform pull up on us. And I forgot my favorite score from this, a plush Chewbacca. It looked like the original 77 plush Chewbacca at first, and I was like, oh, money, 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 money. But it's not. It's probably 90s. or even later, but it's sort of a copy of that Chewbacca.
Well, what was funny was the fact that the lady who's you're selling it, she's like, "Where'd you get that?"
What is that? I'm like, "It's a Wookiee." She's like, "It looks kind of mangy." And it's like, "Well, it's half Bigfoot, half dog." So,
testes, 1, 2. Testes.
All right. We just went to a church garage sale, and I...
rummage.
We are rummaging.
You are rummaging.
Yeah. I got some stuff there. I got some 25-cent DVDs. I got Happy Feet, because I love George Miller. I got a Richard Simmons Mega Mix Blast Off CD, figuring cash in on the tragic death of Richard Simmons.
I was wondering about that.
I don't
know
if demand has gone up for Richard Simmons material, but...
Hello?
If not for a quarter, I'll keep it. I met Richard Simmons once.
Really?
Yes, at the Village Gate Mall.
Is he Remember? Short?
Yes. And down the hall from the Mexican restaurant I worked at was a doll place.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
A doll store. And Richard Simmons and his partner were going to the doll store, and my boss, Jesus Manuel Duarte, a man you know well.
Jesse,
big fat guy, comes running in the restaurant. He goes, holy shit, I can't believe it. Richard Simmons is out in the hallway. And I'm like, what? You gotta be kidding me. He's like, no, Richard Simmons is out in the hallway. I love Richard Simmons. And he goes out in the hallway with tears streaming down his face.
Oh, no.
Richard Simmons, oh, my God. You're an inspiration. Blah, blah, blah. And Richard Simmons was the most wonderful person in the world.
I bet.
He was like, let me give you a hug. And he's like, oh, my God.
He was a peach of a person.
He was like, you know when you meet those people that have pure, wholesome vibes? That was Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
And
what is it with those people named Richard? You know, Richard Dawson used to kiss all those fat ladies when he was...
Well, that's because he was sauced for every show.
I mean,
we used to have a social studies teacher who looked just like Richard Dawson, and he used to be sauced in class. And we knew when he was sauced because he would be like, no lesson today, I'm just going to tell you guys some stories. We called him Storytime O'Brien. We're like, it's story time. Mr. O'Brien's been hitting the sauce.
Oh, boy. Anywho, Johnny Bueno's playing like the Dukes of Hazzard right now, trying to talk and drive and navigate at the same time.
Jumping over bridges.
More like curves, you know, rounded curves.
But my real find for the day, where is the other one? Did I just, it just dropped down there.
Yeah.
I got these two. One is by Humble Lion Productions. This one here, look, sponsored by Money Market, Cash Checks, KFC, and something else. So these are two movies made for, they're probably both, one of them's definitely religious. It's called Dear Pastor. The other one's called Sergeant Charge. And these are like home productions, like by black filmmaker wannabe Tyler Perry's.
That picture right there.
Right, exactly. Zero budget. This is like going to be family and friends acting in this. Oh, look at this one's stuffed full. And Sergeant Charge looks like it's going to be fucking awesome. But these are going to be shot on probably VHS. Oh, I can't wait to go home and pop these in. Dear Pastor, a story about lust, lies, and family.
Of course.
All right.
All right.
We got another garage sale to go to.
Looks like a big
go
one.
Go figure. All right. Ironically enough, we just went to a garage sale. I was about to buy, like, probably 8 DVDs. They had dollar DVDs and $3 for, like, collections.
Yeah.
And I had the full Godfather box set on DVD. And then the lady made me an offer I could not refuse.
She made it to both of us.
To both of us. And there
what
were
a lemonade stand.
But Johnny didn't want none of it. Didn't want none of it.
Has I didn't want space. That smoke. I bought, Johnny don't want that smoke.
I bought a whole bin full of DVDs for $20.
Yes, you did.
And right off the top, I noticed that they had the full Harry Potter set.
Box set, eight disc.
8 disc on Blu-ray.
Yes.
That'll
pay for your $20 right there.
Maybe. We'll see. But there was a lot of other good stuff in there. I saw sealed Goonies. But, yeah, I think this will go a long way for me to build up some lots to sell on...
Oh, totally.
On eBay. Instead of just having all these little stragglers hanging around my house, I can start putting together some...
Oh, you better.
Some sets. And there's definitely some stuff in there that I want to keep.
What? Oh.
Definitely some stuff that I could care less about. But, what are you going to do? I almost had $20 worth of DVDs anyway, so I was just like,
I had $18, and I didn't want the whole bin, so I was good with what I got. I got like 5 or 6 Blu-ray 25th anniversary, still in the shrink, Disney Princess DVDs for $1 apiece. And then I got that Shrek box set. I got, what was the other box set that I got? Got a couple other box sets in there, too. Oh, I got all the 3 Thors Blu-rays sealed for $2. You can't go wrong. So, one more street sale, and then the comic shop and lunch.
Lunch. I am getting a bit hungry. I have not eaten yet today.
But I had a bagel on the way in.
Yeah, just... An insane amount of... I think I got some Lord of the Rings in there, too. I know I got a couple of the Hobbits, but not the full set of the Hobbits.
Yeah, and I got a couple of Star Wars later, the newer DVDs on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But they're shrink. And I don't have them in my collection. I just had them from the Redbox. So, no, I've actually got the actual place.
I mean, I'm down with having all the Star Wars movies. Probably, I may skip out on The Rise of Skywalker, though. I may never spend more money on that.
Not even a quarter?
Maybe a quarter. I can't enjoy that movie. It's just too terrible.
It really is.
It's like a monstrosity, actually. Like, I've never seen... You know, it's funny because of all the people bitching about Star Wars... They don't bitch about that movie as much, but holy shit, it is, like, I don't agree with most of the people who are like, Star Wars has gone to shit, it's awful. That one...
That was the worst one.
It was, I sat in the movie theater going, well, what the fuck is happening
here? Well, between that and
here?
Solo, back to back, Solo was really bad, too.
Solo, I thought, was watchable and acceptable, and I enjoyed it. But it was obviously fucked up. It obviously... They had to film it twice because they didn't like...
He was so short.
...the comedic style. No, the original director has a very... I think it's the guy who did... what were those? He did comedy movies before that. And it was going very comedic and...
They didn't like that.
But, I don't know. Like, Solo was worth it for me just for Lando. The portrayal of Lando in that was delightful. But you could tell that they filmed the movie a second time, and a lot of energy got lost in that second trip. You know, going back and doing it all over again, and Ron Howard was just there to patch it together. You know, to make sure nobody quit and stuff.
You know what I was thinking? Completely off topic. But I want to bring it up while we're talking now.
Yes.
You know what would be brilliant in a garage sale sense? Instead of a lemonade stand, you could like have like hash brownies and have them out front.
You could nowadays. You'd have to be very careful of who got those hash brownies. But
you know, and you could put out those Snoop Dogg D to the OGG vibes, and you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That would be like the...
What about pre-rolls?
Well, that's...
Spend $10 to get a free pre-roll.
Yeah, you could like... You could burn it off like incandescence or something like that. Like it's benediction.
Bong hit at checkout.
Ooh.
And if they spend more than $20, you pull out the three-footer.
Well, you don't want to get the CIA after you, or the freaking Aunt Nancy, uncle, that is.
Juanita, 29 Bonita. All right, which way is Bonita?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're going to get there. I know we are.
All right. Well, we're on to Bonita.
That's some live action right here.
Maybe we'll have tales to tell from Bonita. Maybe not.
Maybe you'll never hear from us again.
Maybe it'll be
just the last recording you ever hear of us.
La Isla Bonita.
Just an innocent little green sign.
We'd feel... this looks... That looks garage shaley up ahead, doesn't it? No, that just might be...
Nurmi. Of course it's on Nurmi.
Maybe Nurmi is just the way we got to get to Bonita.
It is.
We shall find out.
It is.
It is. There it is. There's the Bonita. All right, we will be back.
I got your Bonita.
This is a little cheap trick. Flinging guitar picks around the car. Oh, we Rick, just went Rick. To a comic sale. What? How lucky are we to live in Rochester, like
yes.
Comic Central? I kind of feel bad to some of our listeners who are down south. They know who they are, in the wastelands of that. And all I say is, why don't you move to Rochester?
It's that simple, people.
I mean, more comic shops per capita than probably anywhere else in the world.
I mean, aside from taxes, it's actually affordable to live here. You know?
Well, it's not as affordable as the South. Once you get into the South, like it's the cost of like housing and living is less. Although it's a shit show everywhere anyway. So, but yeah. If you're a comics nerd, you could just settle right in here and just be swimming in the comics all the time. Real comic book shops, the whole nine yards. But Johnny almost started out like, I wonder what he would have wanted for that whole long box.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Well,
the thing is, I have the money.
It wouldn't
be worth the money though.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth the money.
Johnny pulled me out a stack of New Republic Dark Horse. I got 10 Tales of the New Republic.
Star Wars.
Dark Horse Star Wars. And then Star Wars number 10 and Star Wars number 55.
Well, I didn't see number 10. I saw 55.
They were both in that. There were two of them in that,
oh, very
in
nice.
That bag. And 10's rather beat up, but that's okay. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
And really, like 10 would probably... I mean, in that condition, it would probably be like 10 bucks. And 55, That was a little beat up too, so that was probably like a $4 or $5 comic.
Yeah.
But the New Republic stuff I hear is hot, and I hear the Dark Horse stuff is in demand now.
It is.
Which is funny, because
low print runs.
It used to be in the 50-cent bins at Comics Etc. I'm sure it's not anymore.
No, that's not. It's been canonized too. So
Dark Horse is canon?
As far as the comics go, yeah.
I was going to say, not as far as, like, Disney Star Wars
goes. No, but it's, like, part of the comic universe, I'm pretty sure.
See, I always thought it went into the Legends.
It does.
Legends category. Okay.
Oh, it does. That's part of the canon, isn't it?
No, it's not official canon. It's,
you got to get technical.
It's all the stuff in Legends. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. It depends on what TV series they're working on. Because they plumb Legends for the TV. They dug Thrawn out of the out of the Legends bin and gave him a new, you know, took the stuff that was popular about him and then fit the rest in to fit whatever continuity they're doing now. And they've done that with a bunch of stuff, like especially on the TV shows. But, you know, spaceships show up from Legends and stuff, so whatever. But, like, I'm interested in the New Republic now because I was watching The Acolyte. But, yeah, I got a bunch of comics today, too, which is rare for me. Getting two star, that reminds me. And well, hopefully Scott Gardner's listening, because I just sent him my list of what I needed for Star Wars comics last week, and now I got to cross two more off.
I'm confused. There was a sign.
He said that one of them.
No, that was on that street. Oh, there it is, right there.
Yeah.
Ding-a-ling. No sign.
Ding,
I'm on Parklands.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. All right, another garage sale.
Dog Wheel Hunt!
It's getting dark out. We might get rained out. We might not.
Oh,
we'll see. Oh, whatever. What'd I give you? Another six bucks?
$6.
Oh, $6. Woo! Big spending. All right. We will be back.
I thought I saw two signs.
That's what she said.
That's what she said!
All right, we just had a delicious meal at Ricky's
Deli.
We ate there a couple weeks ago. Just wonderful subs. I had a roast beef sub on garlic parmesan bread. Yum, yum, yum,
that
yum.
They made.
Yes, homemade.
And they had horseradish for you.
Yes. Gotta have the horseradish on roast beef. But then we just hit a garage sale with like a lot of well-priced antiques, but not mostly stuff that I wasn't interested. Except for the statue of George Burns.
Hey now.
So God himself, except in book 3 where he played the devil, where he was, oh God, you devil.
That's true.
So. And I got.
Oh, there we are.
There we are, yeah.
Hello.
All right, another garage sale. Another garage sale.
We're going to be hitting towards 25 by now.
Yeah. Not like the numbers of the last couple weeks, but look how overcast it is. It's going to rain any second, too.
Yeah, it's already starting to spin.
We're feeling little drops, so we might be almost done. Who knows? We'll see.
What's going on?
Hopefully we'll hit those Arondakoit sales. And like we were saying off recording, if we at any point just packed up and left today, we had a good day. So
a very good day.
All right, see you later.
At the very end, the last two issues that Alan Moore wrote for the Superman Last Superman story, I think Brainiac was in there for that. And if you're recording and Fogel's listening and I'm wrong, just...
Then he's yelling. He's sitting on the can right now yelling at you.
GYF!
Oh, also of Dan Fogel interest, I just got a Star Trek The Next Generation tarot deck.
Yes.
By the mercy of Johnny Bueno, who spotted it.
Yes.
And usually stuff with Star Trek The Next, you were like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't do this and picked it up. And I thought it might be like a Christmas tree ornament or something by the size of it. And I'm not really interested in that stuff. And then I see tarot and I like go to reach for it. And he just reflexively pulls it away and I'm like, oh, God damn it. And he just like hands it to me. It's just like, ah, the mercy. The mercy of Johnny Bueno.
Well, you let me dig into those two long boxes of comics. Of course, then you're like, oh, look at these ones down here that are better. It's like, God damn it.
I didn't know. I was just, sheer dumb luck on my part.
That's like when the runt of the litter finds the biggest teeth.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes, and I just hooked on and wouldn't let go. What else? Did you get anything at any of his last couple places?
I don't think so. No, I spent a lot of money already.
Yeah.
I can't even remember which way we were going.
I don't remember either.
Oh, we were going this way because I hung a right.
Well, you got to end up at the comic shop.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get us to right now.
Send out your newsletter. Make sure you get those that punctuation right, Johnny. That's all I got to say. All right.
Stump grinding.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of that later.
Gonna go watch that Linda Carter video again and do my own stump grinding.
Oh, we hit that one.
And then I'll give a stump speech.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you know there used to be a manager
then
for
I'll
the
Yankees? I'll play Stump the Rapper.
There was a coach for the Yankees named Stump Merrill.
Of course there was.
I wonder if that was because they saw him in the shower.
They don't make sports names like they used to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Mookie here and there, but outside of that, I mean, like, there was this one guy who used to play for the Royals. He always had a toothpick in his mouth whenever he played. His name was U.L. Washington. And he had a beautiful afro poking out from underneath his... Always with a toothpick.
Yeah, like a character in a movie.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's like he could have been a Harlem Globetrotter, a Havana Cabana for all we know. I mean...
Well, it's starting to rain, but like, barely.
Just barely. But the last lady was hauling the stuff in. She was afraid it was... And she's right, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't want those... Anakin Skywalker Valentine's card. Valentine's
Day. No, I did not. If they were in better shape, maybe.
We didn't want those to get wet, though.
So those,
she made sure those were inside.
Those Valentines, like I think of prequel stuff as new, and it's literally vintage now.
Yeah, it is.
It's literally like past the 20-year mark of where it's vintage.
Yeah.
And
25 years, for that matter.
Yeah. Just about. Yeah, no, actually, yeah, no, 25
years.
99,
25 years.
Yeah. And a lot of those old Valentines, if you can find them still in the package, will go. And oddly enough, Queen Amidala's stuff is. Remember last week I picked up those two Star Wars journals? And one was Queen Amidala, and the other one was, like, the Trade Federation. And they were still in their cellophane. Those go for 10 to 10... Wildly, for like some of them have gone for $30, some of them for $10. So that just tells me they're in demand, and you know, if people run out of $10 ones, they'll buy $30 ones.
Yeah, man.
For a blank Star Wars Queen Amidala journal. So, God bless. God bless. God bless.
Grom bless.
Grom bless.
Huh. It said 92 Hampton, but there's another sign up here. I think we should hit the sales around here before we go to the
before
we're done.
Before it might be done, yeah. We might not make it to Irondequoit by the time.
Yeah.
Then again, it might not be dribbling in Irondequoit yet.
Yeah.
Because we're right by the lake.
What's funny is that all the sales on the west side were starting at 8 and 9, and all the sales on the east side were starting at 9 and 10. It's like they were waiting for the sun different times or something.
Yeah. No sun today.
No.
Zero sun today, which, you know what? Awesome. I kind of have wanted it to... I've wanted some nice pouring rain to give a little relief to my my yard. Could use some...
We'll have to break out that horse flies. I got that song.
Which one?
I Live Where It's Gray.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it literally with me. Well, here's a humper. 289 sandalwood. That's not Hampton.
No, it's not.
But
we're on sandalwood now. All right, well, we got garage sales to still go to, so...
That's it right here.
Is this it? Yeah.
9 to 3.
203.
Yeah, it's in the garage. We can go in.
Okay. I'm going in.
I'm going in. Like Captain Condom. Cover me. I'm going in.
I did not record it.
Oh, the whole time.
All right. We're out of here. That's all the garage sales. We just did a 20-minute wrap-up. We made some jokes. We passed by the garage sale that fouled last week. And Johnny goes, oh, is that a Charlotte's Web cover on the floor? And I said, fuck you, Johnny. fuck you, you scab scraping bastard. But yeah, it's been a good. Let's see, what's the cliff notes? Best garage sale year in 20 years in Rochester.
Yes.
In all of the garage in the history of garage sale gloat. This is shaping up. Even if the rest of this summer sucks, there's not much left of this summer.
We've gone out 9 times in 10 weeks.
Yeah. Fuck. Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, and if the weather really holds out, maybe we'll even hit episode number 100 this summer, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be next year we hit Garage Sale Gloat 100. We got to think of something for Garage Sale Gloat 100. Maybe we'll go on the road to visit Fogel or something and
do that.
Visit Garage Sale.
Sure.
We got to figure out something different and special to do. All right. Well,
we'll take ideas, but we'll listen to them.
Yeah.
We'll take ideas and listen to them.
Yeah, but who knows if we'll do anything?
Right.
Because we're like Grom. We don't listen.
Right.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. Another successful garage sale gloat. We're getting while the getting's good. Go fuck yourself. All the usual. Sayonara. Well, I'm MC Grom and I'm here to sing. I keep my life in the rock sale wing. Suck the yard sailors can kiss my ass. The whole mobile is filled up with gas. 1,000 BBs stuffed in my trunk. The whole backseat is filled with junk. Up in the morning with the rising sun. Rocking this shit like Sanford and Son.